You ready to go?
Ready.
Okay, here we go.
Are we locking in?
We're back again.
All right. What are we talking about today, Jim?
Today, we are going to talk about parenting, kind of in general. I don't want to put it too much of a focus on it because I kind of want to see where we go with it. You and I talk all the time about how tough this job is of parenting, but I also don't want to make this episode feel like us just venting about parenting either because, you know, truthfully, the last episode we kind of vented about struggle. So I don't want us to get stuck in a spiral where everybody thinks these podcasts are just you and me spiraling out. But
so I will just say then that parenting is a struggle.
It is.
But the most positive.
Yeah.
I will say though, I'm really excited to do this with you today. We usually say, we talk about this a lot. We actually don't talk about this a lot. So this is actually going to be pretty cool. And it kind of just reinforces a thought that I've always had. It's like two dads, personal journeys intertwined, going at it together. Yeah. So it's going to be pretty cool. So I'm going to let you start, man. Go ahead.
I start?
Yeah.
What
aspect do you want to say? Can I ask you a question about parenting?
Go ahead.
What is your absolute favorite thing about being a dad?
It's great because for me, becoming a parent was one of those things that automatically created the biggest element of trial and error that's ever existed in my life. Mm. You know, like whenever I described what parenting felt like when you had a baby, to me, it was like, you just experiment. You just try this. If this doesn't work, you do that. You read something, you go on like a little site, you call somebody that was a parent, you know, and again, all of it's based off of, you know, who you were raised by, how you were raised, stuff like that, the things you saw. So for me, my absolute favorite part of being a parent, and I feel that I'm incredibly fortunate in this role, is that it is amazing to have my wife, who is such an amazing teammate of mine, and the two of us together trying to raise children. It has been the truest reward of the whole thing for me, is that it is two people constantly trying to figure out what's best for the three kids that we have had and have in front of us, and do the best that we can with them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, my favorite part of parenting beyond the relationship that I have with my children is how much it strengthened the relationship I have with my wife.
That's incredible.
And what about you?
My absolute favorite part is selfish. It's a little selfish. You know, I grew up with a really rough childhood. My mom wasn't there. My biological mother kind of took off, and you know, my dad and stepmom took over. But my favorite part is that I have two humans that love me unconditionally. And as a young kid, I didn't know. I mean, maybe I still struggle with it as an adult from that trauma, like what is love and does anybody really love me?
Right.
For me, and my kids do. They don't really have an option, but it's two people that I'm showing the world, I guess, right? Showing the ways of the world. So that's pretty cool too. I love that I'm able to teach them lessons that either I've learned along the way, lessons I wish I learned earlier, et cetera. So trying to be like a mentor/teacher to them, but also being loved unconditionally, probably my two favorite things about being a parent.
Yeah. I mean, I think the coolest part of the whole thing, and what I like about what you're talking about here, is the comment of unconditional love, you know, two different words. You know, there's love that we experience in our lives. And I think that what's really cool about what starts a family is oftentimes it's connected to a concept of love. Now, sometimes that love doesn't last or it departs. And sometimes it lasts a lifetime of a relationship. But in the end, love is the spark. The comment of the idea of something being unconditional is an interesting idea to me, because that is like the closest you can come to perfect, I think, that exists. Like something that's unconditional is without control.
Right.
You know, it just happens. And I agree with you. I look at my boys, who sometimes look at me with anger because I'm trying to put them on the right path. Because to me, I'm not trying to be my child's friend. I feel like if I'm their friend, and I've failed a little bit of an element of what I'm trying to prepare them for.
You know?
It doesn't mean I don't like them. I love them unconditionally.
Right.
And I'm trying to set them down the right path. I think that's the hardest part of parenting. You know, here we are, you know, when we think about like what it takes to become a parent, everything I learned about what it means to be the parent to my children came after they were born and after they were alive. I had ideas about what it was going to be like to be a parent. And, you know, my wife and I, when we sat down, we were like, yeah, we want to have kids. It was like, you know, sure, we can do that. It's like, I mean, oh my God, when you think about like what it took. And then there's this comedian and I love, I don't even know who he was. And I'm totally paraphrasing this, but he wanted to create a totally separate classification for adults of an adult that doesn't have children. He's like you have young adults, you know, up to 18, and then you have a kid and now you're an adult. He's like, what you're doing in that aspect of your life, and this isn't to bash people who don't want to have children. You know, certain choices you have in your life, that's what it is. But what I found funny about it is it really is like my day is perpetually like waiting for or being ready for the next thing that my kids need to get to. Like, I can no longer ever in my life just sit and enjoy a chocolate cookie because I know I may have to share it with somebody.
You know? That's so fun. So, I mean, yeah. Katrina and I never had that talk about having kids. We actually said, you know, if we ended up having kids, we prayed that the boy wasn't like her and the girl wasn't like me. And that's actually exactly what we got. But we had no plans on kids at all. You know, Armando was a surprise and then Lauren was an even bigger surprise. Yeah. But, you know, I'm actually kind of happy I didn't plan it that way because there is no planning, right? That's like the craziest part of the parenting for me as being a dad. It's like you think that you can be prepared. There ain't no way you can be prepared because there's so many different things that happen, experiences that happen. You know, obviously we had two children that were, you know, sick, and then that throws a wrench, and it just everything throws a wrench, right? A sniffly nose can throw a wrench in everything. A missed sleep cycle early on, you know. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool and rewarding to be a dad, but it is challenging too. Yeah. So we talked about the thing that you loved.
Yeah.
What do you find to be the most challenging part of being a dad?
See, and this is where I say I'll be selfish about this, is that the most challenging part is the internal personal struggle that I have with trying to do everything I can to provide opportunities for my children to be successful and to find the things that they love, to inspire them. I think that's the hardest part of all of this. The thing, I'm not saying that like it's not rewarding, because it certainly is, like, but to me, the hardest part of being a parent is living with living with the idea that you have certain opportunities to try to make an impression on them. And if it doesn't stick, what happens? It's the doubt. It's the fear. It's the, am I doing this right? Because honestly, like, it's funny, like you go to school, you go to training, you go to this or that for like to do your job or to be able to be good at swinging a bat or something like that. Now it's like
nothing.
It's like, oh my God, all right, this thing's gonna like crap all over me. What?
Katrina and I literally, when we left the hospital, looked at each other like, I can't believe they're letting us go home with this thing. Like,
it's unbelievable, and it's so terrifying, and yet you do it, you know. And we've been doing it for years. But I think that's also the thing that's the most challenging about being a part. Maybe my second answer to like what's the hardest part of being a parent, it's being with other parents. Sometimes is the hardest part. It's like,
we should have a whole session on that, because that is a whole nother topic.
They try to judge whether, you know, what you're doing is correct and developmentally appropriate. Sure. There are people raising children who have no concept of the developmental structure of a kid's brain or the way that they live their life. And sometimes you get lucky in that, and other times you don't.
Yeah.
And all of this, mind you, while you're still growing as a human, you know, I look at who I was when I first sat down with my wife and thought we were ready to have children, you know, and thinking about having Mia, like the first child, the first time that we tried. And then, you know, unfortunately in our case, we had a miscarriage in the first time we tried. Mm. So then it was like, all right, we already had this failure with this. Is this going to be a trend? And then we were lucky enough to get pregnant with Mia. And then we had James, you know, 20 months later, and he was not on purpose. And now we're like, oh, we're happy. We're perfect. This is our family,
right?
You know? And, you know, we were done. I didn't go and take care of it. My wife didn't go and take care of it. We just thought, we were like, this is it.
Yeah.
And then life intervened And, you know, we had a child when we were in our like 39, 40 years old, you know, now we got Miles and running around. He was not part of the plan. So I guess like, that's it, right? That's the beauty and struggle of parenting, right? It's not a linear narrative.
Yeah, it's so funny because yes. And I'll add to that, like, you know, when the kids are little, you get tired, right? You get tired. You don't sleep. They're in the bottles. You're constantly making bottles, or if you're breastfeeding, you have to do that. And then there's the, you know, the diapers, you're constantly, and it's like, oh, when am I going to get out of this phase? Or when's my kid going to start? And then they start walking, but then they start running. And then, but the issues, you know, they change, but they, for me, I'm sure you're experiencing the same because I've heard it over, but the problems are different, but they're harder,
yeah.
Right? They're more challenging,
right?
Right. So to the parents out there, it's going to get easier, but it's going to get harder.
Yeah. I mean, I think the hardest part of parenting might be independence. Like all of a sudden the kid wants more independence and you have to let them go. I was talking to my wife about this. Like one of the biggest problems I think that exists within the generation of kid that we have right now, and it's been enabled by our structure, is the ability to track and follow them, you know? And it's almost like addictive to want to see where they are, you know, because you want to make sure they're okay. Now, did my parents worry about where I was? I'm sure they did. But again, I learned different lessons about respect, trust, breaking respect, breaking trust, rebuilding things, because I would tell them where I was going, and whether I went there or not was one thing. But now, like, the arguments I think that exist between parent and adult are different than they used to be, because now it's identifying that you know that they're lying and you have evidence of it. And then if they lie to you after that, like, how do you cope with that? I mean, it's interesting,
yeah,
is the world that we live in now, raising kids.
Yeah. I mean, Katrina is all over that Family 360. That's mine, right? Yeah. For me, it's not really about lying. It's more about safety. Like, I want to know where they are in case of an emergency. I can get to them quick, or they can get home quick too.
I don't know.
So, you know, there's a lot of topics to cover with this. And I think this is going to be a first of many that we talk about being dad.
We talk about being dads all the time. This is just us trying to talk about parenting.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Because I think this might be a good one to end on. When your kids are grown, what do you hope that they reflect back and look at you as a dad? Like, what do you hope that their perception is? What is a message maybe that you would want to give them?
Right. So again, that's a hard question for me to answer because I don't think about them grown anymore. I used to think that way. And unfortunately, life, you know, the loss, you lose a child, you realize there are no guarantees ever. So I don't think of them as grown. So I know where you're going with that question, but I felt it was important to state that initially.
Sure, yeah.
But, you know, if we're fortunate enough to be in a situation where my children are adults and they're looking back at me, number one, I think the thing I would love for them to want to be are dads. And if they want to be parents, to me, that makes me feel a little successful because that was my job for them. So right there, I already view that as a success. Like, these boys want to create life. That's right. Amazing. And if nothing else, I just want them to do the best they can to create good humans, because that's all I'm trying to do. So
yeah.
What about you?
Yeah.
Same question.
I would just hope, so I'm trying to raise good humans too. That is one thing that I'm very hard on, right? I try my best to be a good human, and I try my best to make them be good humans. Actually, I've started very early with them. I feel, I tell people, when I see people that I love and respect within the community, I make sure that my kids go over there and shake their hands and give them the respect that I owe, that I feel that my kids owe them as well, that they deserve. But two, I hope that they can look back at me. I hope that there's a day that they look back at me and Katrina and they say, you know what? My parents were trying really hard.
Mm.
They didn't have the answers, because we do not have the answers. If somebody is telling you that they have the answers about being a parent, they're lying. But I just hope that they can look back one day and say, you know what? My dad did the best he could with what he had. I mean,
and I have to tell you, you never know when that's going to come. I was at the Trumbull High School Poetry Slam recently, an event that means a lot to me. And the girl who won wrote this poem about her mother. The whole poem is about her mom. And her mom's alive, sitting right in the front row filming. I can see
amazing.
On the back and, yeah. you know, amazing lady. And the whole poem was about the crowns and capes that she kept hidden in her closet and how she wanted to take this, the poet wanted to take this moment to stand on the stage and share with everybody that she saw the capes and saw the crowns.
Oh, that's amazing.
And I mean,
that's going to make me cry.
I guess I was just talking about it right now. And like, I think that's what you're saying. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
I want them to see how hard I worked.
Yeah.
You know? And that translates into what we do, right? And it, I think that if that's what we want for our kids to see, and then we can bring that into what we do for the world as well, now we're putting our money where our mouth is.
Amen.
And that's the kind of thing I want my kids to see from me, that the passion that I bring to them is the same energy and passion I bring to the other elements of my life.
Yeah. It's the same. I get worried a little bit. I know we're getting close on time, but I just kind of want to expand on that thought. Obviously, we're working on Live Free. We're growing Live Free, and it's kind of taking us away from that as well. And so my hope in that is that they see the work that's being done, but they also understand that sometimes our absence is because we are trying to be good humans and we're trying to provide those moments for other families.
And maybe that's the secondary lesson that you learn in life, that you don't see it in the moment when you want your parent there right in front of you at the time that you need them. Sometimes that absence will exist. And then as they grow older, they'll start to see that they have to do the same things. That it, if nothing else, maybe it gave them a moment of independence. Maybe that was the moment that they needed and they were able to get through something that they were trying to deal with when you weren't able to be there for them.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, talk about the paradox that of the whole thing. And that, I mean, I think that summarizes the challenge, the ultimate challenge of parenting, you know, is that you're going to sit here. We're going to have this conversation today. And both of us might be a little more centered about how we want to interact with our kids.
Yeah.
And I could walk in the door and say, "Hi, James." And he's on his phone. He looks down. I say, "Hi, James." He's still down on his phone. I'm like, and I go, "Oh, but now I'm a terrible parent." So you...
It's true. I have the same model. I think we got the same model at all. That's comforting though, to know that, that we share that.
Trying really hard, man. I promise.
We're trying so hard. What's the alternative?
Exactly.
Right. So, all right, brother. 17, man. This is a good one.
All right.
Later, man.